Okay. So let's continue here. We're going to try to finish test where they're going to talk to all about tefillah. So he says a very, very big chiddush. Let's try to analyze this chiddush here. The chiddush la'alacha. He says a chiddush here la'alacha like this. It's from a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says the following. We learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu a few halachas of tefillah. Okay? So we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Which Moshe Rabbeinu? Which incident of Moshe Rabbeinu? The incident where Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam. So from that story, where Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, we learn out kama hilchos gevirtos, some major halachas in tefillah. One is, you shouldn't be too ma'arech, because he said, kel na'arefan Allah, you shouldn't be too ma'arech. So one of the things that the Gemara says is that ha'mevakish ra'achim ma'chaveroi einoi tzarech lehazkir shmoi. You don't have to mention their name. What's the raya? Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention the name of Miriam in that tefillah. So he davened for her. And since he davened for her, the tefillah worked. Now, the Goyin now adds a massive chiddush. Hatamhu. Why should you not mention the name? Why do you not need to mention the name? Hatamhu. Ki bezeh mekubal hatefillah yoyser. She'ein me'ainin Allah. Zok, the Goyin, you know why you don't have to mention the name? Because fakir, it's better not to mention the name. Because by mentioning the name, you're highlighting this person. And Hashem says, oh, you want that person to get a refuah shlema? You know what that person would require for me to get give him a refuah shlema? You know what type of nisim it would take to give this guy of all people a refuah shlema? Oh, by the way, now that you mention it, that guy, refuah shlema. Actually, forget it. He deserves worse. I let him get away with this, so he's getting worse, man. All right? So you could be ma'ir a din on him by being mavakish rachamim b'shmoy. Hagam, you're thinking about him. According to the Goyin, so how do you daven for someone? Obviously, you're thinking about them. So you're thinking about them anyway. Okay? But the fact you're thinking about them is part of your hes'ira. Something, mis'ira, I would love for them to get her for shlema, and a kodesh baruch, you should send her for shlema to kol choyle amcha beis Yisrael. And I have specific people that are my chayim that I want you to be merape and whatever. So, okay, you're not as much be ma'ir a din on them. This concept comes famously from Isha Shunamis, that she did not want a miracle, and it says b'soich ami anochi shaves that I will be together with my people. That's one of the schusim of, by the way, davening b'tzibur. One of the schusim of davening b'tzibur is that you're not highlighted. That Hashem has to dan. Oh, this guy deserves it. He doesn't deserve it. Oh, the tzibur deserves it. He's part of the tzibur, fine. So again, as a chilek of the tzibur. But to be zoicha on your own, not so pasha. So when a person davens on their own, that's a goyin's pshat. Now this is not mekubal halacha. This is not mekubal halacha. The Pri Chadash and the Magen Avram both bring a zoya HaKadosh. In Parashas Shalach, in Siman Kuf Yud Tes in Shulchan Aruch, the Pri Chadash says, the person has a chayla, they should mention it in Rifa'inu. So the Pri Chadash says, the Lishna de Ein Tzarech, from the Gemara of Ein Tzarech, Masha Shem Yirtz Lahaskir Maskir. You should mention the name. Uve Zoyar Parshas V'Yishach Isa, and the Zoyar and Parshas V'Yishach says, the Betfila, Boi Lefar Shemila Kid Goyeus. You're supposed to dafka mention the name. So here you have a Zohar Kodesh that says, mention the name. You have a Pri Chadash brings a Zohar. We have a Goyin that says, better not to mention the name. So the Magen Avraham over here in Siman Kuf Yud Tes gives a very nice pshara to this. Zok the Goyin, Zok the Magen Avraham, he says, HaMevakish Rachamim Al Chaveroi Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shmoi. He brings the Gemara. V'hani Mili Befonav Al Kish Mespal Shalim Befonav Tzarech Lahazkir. Shmak of Shara. He says it depends. If the person you're davening for is there in front of you, which is apparently the way he understood Miriam and Moshe. Was Miriam there? Miriam was already gotten Tzaras. I don't know if she was Mechus Lamachanim. He already waited. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. But Akoponim, the Magen Avraham says that Miriam was in front of Moshe, and if it's befonav, you don't have to mention the name because you're talking about the person. It's right there. But if they're not there, then you should mention the name in order that it should be mekubal more, and it should become clear for whom are you davening. Okay, so that's the Magen Avraham's pshara. So, you know, I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky also makes a little pshara. He says that, let's say you don't know the person's, you know, Shaga Faiho, Yom Tov Lipo, Hananya, that, you know, Ben, you know, whatever, you may not know the person's full name. So he says, Lamaisa, Reb Chaim says that, you know, you can mention the name as much as you know the name. Whatever, you don't know the name, you don't know the name, what do you know the name, you don't know the name, and it's all fine, basically. So you know, in other words, bottom line is that Hashem knows who you're davening for. So to go, you know, wild and like, you know, well, I don't have the name, I'm not going to daven, that obviously doesn't make sense. I know some people, I know that's happened before. I don't know the name, so whatever, you know, I'm not going to daven for them. So that for sure, the Gaon is saying it's not true, and the Gemara says it's not true. But Chaim makes a little bit of a pshara. And remember, there's a famous maisa that Moshe, when Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was sick, and that minion by Rabbi Moshe, so Rabbi Moshe said, "Make a Moshe Berach for Rabbi Yaakov." And the Gabbai said, "I don't know Rabbi Yaakov's mother's name." So Rabbi Moshe said, "By the Eibishter, there's only one Rabbi Yaakov anyway." So similar point that Hashem knows who you're davening for. But anyway, this is interesting. Going la halacha, I don't think that we go with it. The mice in the bottom over here, they bring down an interesting, also an interesting nekuda from the he brings Bersechan. So the Ein Yaakov, he says, is that one of the reasons why you should not maybe mention the name is because the name is part of the mazel that was Goyrim, but they got sick in the first place. So it could be that it's people better not to mention the name, because everything mazel garam and shema garam, and everything's totally mazel. And Mela, the more you mention the name, it could be the worse. Oh yeah, that name. Yeah, that sounds familiar. We filed that. You know, we filed that name upstairs with the you know, with the illness club. Well,
that's why he's sick.
Right. So that's what Ian Yankov says. All right. Fine. Okay. The last paragraph here is a shtickle from the Tikkuni Zohar. And it's a little interesting. But he's going on the concept that we all know, that tefillah is b'makom karbonis. Okay, now when we say, by the way, that tefillah is b'makom karbonis, it's not so poshut what that means precisely. I said over a week or two ago in the Rambam share that there is a, you know, there's a difference in minhagim between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Ashkenaz says the Shur Shoyoyim after Musaf, and Sfarad says the Shur Shoyoyim before Musaf, after Shachas. Ashkenaz does the Haishanais after Musaf. Sfarad does the Haishanais after Shachas, before Musaf. What's the dispute? So Hunri used to say that even though we say that Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv is connected Karbonis, connected to Midim Tiknum, it doesn't mean that it's actually like bringing a carbon necessarily. Okay, sure. Bringing a Musaf is like bringing a carbon. Shalom Parmas for saying, sorry, it's like you bring a carbon mamish. Davin Musaf is like bringing the carbon Musaf. That's why you say the Psukim. But Davin Shachas is not like bringing the carbon Tamid. If it was, you should say the Psukim with a Tamid in the Nal Shmanesra. It's not like bringing the carbon Tamid. It's connected this, that they had a carbon Tamid, we daven now Shachas. That's why you do it at the same time. But it's not like you're actually bringing the carbon. The other way to go is, no, feel Shachas, connected to Midim, it's like you're bringing a carbon Tamid. So he said, this is the machlok between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Ashkenaz holds, it's not really, calm down, and it's not really like bringing a carbon Tamid. You're doing it connected to Midim. So Mimela, now that I'm bringing a Karban Musaf, I'm actually bringing the Karban Musaf. So they say the Shir Shal Yoyim on the Karban Musaf, because you're mimicking the Shir that the Levim did on the Karban. So do it on the Musaf. And same with the Eishan, so you're mimicking the Nisach HaMayim. So you should do it on the Musaf. But the Sosfar holds, no, the Karban and everything. It's like your mom should bring the Karban. So if Shach is like bringing Karban, so the Nisach HaMayim was brought on the Karban Talmud, not on the Karban Musaf. It's better to bring it on the Shachas. So he says, so the going is going on this musig that tefillah is like mamash like a carbon. And now we have to figure out and analyze each carbon is the many parts to a carbon. So it's a shnei dvarim a carbon. There's two parts to a carbon. Shechita v'akrama. There's two basic parts. There's more. There's four. But there's two basics. One is the shechita and one is bringing it on the mizbeach. Hakrava, which part is keneged the tefillah? The shechita or you're putting it on the mizbeach? So he says, it's the putting on the mizbeach. The shechita neged hayisurim shesoivel begalusa bizman acharban. The way you bring the carbon, the way you do the shechita, is by yisurim. Being makabel yisurim is a person is that's the darg of avoida. That's the darg of avoida of shechita. The darg of avoida of hakrava of bringing the carbon that is. Tefillah. Zeh shem shechita k'sheira bizar shehu ayidei zarim. Mashein came by a krav. Says the shechita can even be done by a non-kohen. So he says the yisurim are normally brought to us by a non-kohen, by a zar, by a non-yisrael. The shechita comes to us mibachutz, right? Mashein came by a krav. Is the way we come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. So he's deciphering here, very interestingly, the Yisurim is a chilk of avoda for us. It's a certain korva you get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a certain shaykhis that you have through, just like being shaykh dam of a karban. If you keep a shaykh dam of a karban, so you have to go through a certain amount of Yisurim to get to that level of korva. That's what he writes. Okay, sounds interesting. We will. We're gonna have to Shabbos for this. Shkoyach. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good Shabbos. We'll see you.